Hi, welcome again to Tennis Players as Works of Art. This is David Leinbarger, your host. Today's pod is on Bobby Riggs. Bobby Riggs, of course, most famous by far for losing maybe the most important tennis match of all time, we could argue that, to Billie Jean King, the match called the Battle of the Sexes. But he was also the best player in the world for a while. And he won Wimbledon in 1939. Then, of course, the war years, and he turned pro. And this post is on some matches he played against the number one player in the world, Don Budge, who was famous for winning the Grand Slam. And the first section of matches is at the end of World War II. He plays the 3 out of 5 series with Don Budge. Budge was in the Army. Riggs was in the Navy. And they were the two best players in the world. So they're entertaining the troops. And then right after that, on their pro circuit, he played Budge again. And Don Budge always killed Riggs, had his number. This is just when Bobby Riggs is starting to figure him out. The title of this is called Bobby Riggs on His Deathbed. And Riggs is imagining, or not imagining, but remembering these things in the past. And I have the dates there, 1945, 1946, 1947. And of course, Riggs was famous for gambling. He gambled on everything, bet on everything all the time. So a very interesting character. So here goes. Bobby Riggs on his deathbed. 1945. The Enola Gay took off for Hiroshima. Don Budge and I, the world's two best players, played a few miles away. A little action, entertaining the troops. Army Budge versus Navy Riggs. That's the way it is, boys. Bets? Bets? I was just a pesky hustler, but I finally figured Budge out. He got scared, too, when he saw it coming. 1946, that giant clock was hanging 35 feet above the court when I played Budge the next year. I practiced my lob in the arena. Damn it! I should have trained more for that Battle of the Sexes with Billie Jean. I lobbed Budge 70 times, all within a foot of the clock, only hit it 3 times. The crowd oohing and aahing. I'm betting fans in the stands, Clark Gable and Groucho and Errol Flynn. Man, those are tough overheads to hit. And Budge's so sore shoulder, and he's getting out of shape. Not like those early years of the war when God could kill everyone. 1947. By the end of 47, I was finished. Took up golf. Could bet 17 times on a single hole. I was not an addict. I had a good time. I won and won and won. That smart-ass reporter asked if I knew Pascal's wager. So I looked it up. Put your money on God. Put your money on Billie Jean King. So you can look up Pascal's wager if you don't know it. The portrait in the post is by Mort Drucker, who just died, and it's from the National Portrait Gallery. And it was on the cover of Time magazine when Bobby Riggs played Billie Jean King in the Battle of the Sexes. So that's the pod for today. See you next time. Adios.